This is the final part of a three-part series. It features Jim Buckles. He heads BCS Consulting as well as JCS Services. I get the impression that a lot of retailers don't prepare very well for their retirement. Is that a big draw? I mean, it would seem to me, as an independent contractor who maybe isn't a good business type to begin with, this would be a major asset for recruiting people.
Well, it definitely would be. It's no different than any other employee you have. If you are offering a 401k benefit or a directed IRA or whatever it happens to be, possibly doing a investment match, a percentage match out of profits or some such, well, then, that's something that most of them are not doing. The stories are endemic within the industry of what has to be done to some installers because they don't plan ahead. They're not making as much money as they really need for what they're doing. So things like, the transmission goes out on the truck and the owner ends up lending them the money to fix the transmission because they don't have it. Mm-hmm. The failure to plan for retirement is really an issue throughout this industry, all the way up to the ownership level. I mean, there are guys that they've really not made any plans for themselves, as we've talked before. They've created a job for themselves rather than owning a business. And they really have no plan in place for the retirement.
And you say that's pervasive pretty much.
Yeah, it is. It's very definitely a pervasive issue within the industry, and I think a lot of it comes from the fact that many people who are running these businesses started out on the installation side themselves, and it's always just been building the business and making the money. It hasn't been about what do I do when I'm 70, which is something most 25 and 30-year-olds aren't thinking about.
Mm-hmm. You had mentioned earlier something about the Labor Department. Is it possible for a retailer to have both employee installers and independent contractors at the same time?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, that is the model that I typically see where people have gone to employee installers, because you want the people on the payroll that cover that basic number that you are installing month after month after month. You don't want to, just like anything else, you don't want to have the people on staff to handle your biggest month. You use what you can to cover that. And so that's where the perfect example is many of these labor houses that are out there. That is the exact fit for you as a retailer. It's like you've got your guys, you can keep five crews busy every week, week after week, but there's some weeks you need 8 crews, or maybe 10 crews on a day, and that's where you can work with these labor houses, some of whom are now hiring installers, mm-hmm. and say, hey, I need them for these days, and you know what? You may pay a little bit more for that than you would for something else, but you're getting it covered without the overhead expense of an employee to cover that occasional piece.
Is that you said that's the model you recommend to many of your clients?
It is, because it is difficult to have an individual independent contractor that you're able to call on just as an need a basis, because they are trying to work with retailers who are providing them work as often as possible, whereas if you only call them 3 times in a quarter, you're less likely to have them available, as opposed to somebody who's in the business of doing just that.
I see. What are your thoughts as to the prevailing feeling of retailers about hiring installers? I get the idea many are not in favor of it. You're closer to that than I am.
I would say the prevailing feeling is fear, because they're looking at this and saying, I'm taking them on, and they're mine now. I'm going to have them, I'm going to be paying unemployment insurance on these people. If I have to fire them, they're going to be affecting my rating, and I'm going to maybe pay more in unemployment for everybody. Am I going to have enough work to keep them busy? Is this going to cost me money? And that's why, as I said, the model I recommend is, you know what, you don't hire enough to cover your biggest month. You hire enough to cover your work that you know you have every week. Mm-hmm. And then you can take on more as you need them, and you can use the independent labor houses to cover your overflow.
Does the Labor Department frown on having both installers that you hire and ones that are independent contractors? I get the idea that that's changing. The definition there is changing.
Yeah, because it's one of those things. Simple case in point. It's one of those things, twice a year, you do a major clean out of your warehouse. And so for a week, you go out and you hire, as an independent contractor, some essentially day labor, to come in and be strong backs to help you rearrange your warehouse while you get everything cleaned out. Well, nobody thinks twice about the fact that you're paying a warehouse worker day in and day out, and that for 2 weeks out of the year, you hire some subcontract labor to do it. And it's the same thing.
Okay. I guess it's people are afraid of the unknown, I suppose, as we all are.
Absolutely.
Now, the bottom line, if a retailer has installers on the payroll, he furnishes the tools, he has a truck that's a major asset, I think, for his business. He supplies the ancillary product, so he knows the quality, where I guess in a lot of cases, if the installer is buying it, you know, you're not sure what in the world he's buying. What's the bottom line here? Can employee installers produce more revenue for a retailer than independent contractors?
I believe that they can, because you now control them and the work that they're doing and the training that they're having. And the flip side for the installers is they're going to be making more money as well, because if you're making more revenue off of them, they're also making more money because they're being paid to install. And you can make the business decision on how much work you want them to do in any given day, which you simply can't have when you're working with independents.
So just to sum up this conversation, one of your clients who you work with on a regular basis says, you know, I've been listening and reading about hiring versus using independent contractors. What would you recommend I do? What are the points that you would go over with them?
Well, one of the first things they need to do is to evaluate their current group of subcontractors and take a look at them and ask the question, how many of these guys would I actually want on my payroll representing me? So let's take a look at who is within that. Explore the cost for the insurance, because you're going to be paying workers' comp, you're going to be paying the FICA, you're going to be paying any number of things in addition to, so that you can say, okay, the fair value of employee compensation for that work is the previous subcontract value less these numbers, and here it is. But plus, you also have to take a look at the temperament of the client, the retailer, because some of them just can't sleep if they worry about having too much overhead, that at any given moment that somebody, you know, something could happen and the business drops away and they've got all these people and maybe they have to lay them off, and, you know, you have to take the quality of life piece to it as well.
I've got you. Let me change the subject just here for a minute. The last time we talked on this program, you talked about a new service you were offering, Virtual CFO. Give us an update on that, and first, just refresh everybody's memory as to what Virtual CFO is all about.
Certainly. Virtual CFO is a remote, independent service that works with you and your business to create timely, consistent, confidential financial information for your business. My people go in and they balance your checkbook, they close your months, they produce the financials, and then I spend about half an hour or so on the phone with you every month talking about your financials, what they represent, going through and teaching the retailer about how the balance sheet works and how the P&L works and what it means. And Depending on the situation, I usually have a topic of the month that we talk about and how it relates to their business. You know, perhaps it's discounts, perhaps it's inventory turns. It all depends. And each of those things, the first RFMS certified outside vendor, I am working with them to start rolling it out to their clients. And am continuing to move forward and have even had some discussions with the WFCA on supporting me on this as well, because it is about raising the level of the industry. You know, it fits into that WFCA piece of, you know, ensuring the success of the independent retailer. And if you can teach them and get them clear, clean, confidential information, it does nothing but raise the value to the independent retailer, what they're doing, and knowing what they are so they can make the right decisions. Mm-hmm.
It seems like to me, as an outside observer, that having a good feeling and a good understanding of the financial aspects of your business is a weakness that many people in this industry have. So that it would seem like a service like this would be extremely helpful.
Well, I certainly think so, because that's why I started it up, and the initial reception as we're rolling this out has been strong. People are very much interested in being able to do this, have it happened, and for the most part, it's about the cost of a guy working in the warehouse for you. And for that cost, you now go to having good, clean information that lets you make good decisions.
And the competition is tougher these days, and people absolutely need to have a good feel for this, and or know where they can go get that good feel for it.
Exactly.
Jim, thanks so much for straightening us out on independent contractor versus installation employees. I appreciate it very much. Very beneficial.
Oh, glad to do it.
And we'll talk to you soon. Thanks again, Jim. Thanks. We've been talking with Jim Buckles. He heads BCS Consulting and JCS Services. And this is Floor Radio.